where the stadium is here, used to be
your dad's house. Or no, where
the old farm, wasn't it?
That's correct. My dad actually grew up over where the mall's at, but this was one of their fields. And they had corn, and during the winter they would grow greens. And dad, of course, told me many of stories of having to come out here and work in these fields right here where we're standing.
And sure enough, it's the home of Martin Stadium, the home of the Lowndes High Vikings. And, boy, I bet he had no idea what it would be like back then.
He says it still amazes him every time he comes out here to a game.
Yeah.
All right, Wes, well, we're just about ready to they've got the clock reset for 12 minutes. And, of course, Northside will get the ball to start the second half. Vikings will kick off to them, and we'll see what we got going here. Mark Willis gets the ball from the official, ready to set it on the tee.
And going back deep, of course, is number 21, thanks to Xavier Bacon. And back there with him will be K.J. Morton, who scored the touchdown. The two deep men, two up guys, number 12, Bryson Williams, and number 10, Quinn Green. Mark Willis set to kick off, waiting for the official's whistle. And everybody signals they're ready. There it is. End over end kick will hit. Bacon picked it up at the 6. He's across the 10. The 15 coming near side. Gets tackled back. It's on the ground. It's on the ground. And our Vikings have recovered at the 17.
Number 10, Kelvin Smith, on a great hit on Xavier Bacon. Kelvin Smith on a great hit. Knocks the ball loose from Xavier Bacon. And the ball recovered. Looks like Michael Mitchell comes up off the bottom of the pile. It'll be first and 10 from the Warner, from the north side, 17-yard line. Vikings have great field position to start the second half.
Bacon took the ball at the 6, started near side, got across the 10, got hit at the 15, and the ball came out. And there comes Kari Franklin. Anderson in the backfield along with Dimps and Reed. Tied into our side. There's a snap. Give it to Dimps around the left side. Looking for a hole. He's across the 15. Fights his way down to about the 14-yard line. Give him about 3 yards. Should be second and 7 from there. Just underway here in the third quarter.
Good run by Gerald Dimps. Followed in behind the tackle and the guard on that left side. That's Lane Grant. And I believe that's Browning on that side. And then Greg was the lead block going through the hole.
Darius Howell brings the play in. He'll go to the far side. We'll line Jordan Thomas Rump as tight end up on the near side. Dimps at wing back on our side. Anderson in the backfield and Reed just to his left. Franklin goes under center. Takes the snap, gives it to Reed around the right side, looking for a hole, tries to bounce outside. Too many men there. Reverses the field. He's back to the 30. They're going to chase. Oh, he falls down.
No, they didn't blow the whistle.
They didn't blow the whistle, and he loses ground all the way back.
To the 30.
To the 35, Bill.
No, they blow the whistle at the 31.
31.
I didn't hear the whistle. Of course, the headset's on. It's hard to hear it. Greg trying to make something out of nothing. And you know, so often he does.
About a 19-yard loss on that play. All the way back to the 31-yard line, Bill. It will be third.
And a long way. Not quite a taxi cab ride, but close.
Third and about 23 from the 31-yard line. We've got to get down across the 7-yard line. C.J. Moore goes the far side. Franklin goes under center. They're in a 5-man front. Reed in motion towards us, and they give it to Anderson up the middle. Across the hole, he's across. No! I thought Anderson had it.
Corey kept it.
And Franklin gets hit as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. That north side defense stiffened, and it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, sometimes when Corey takes that and he pulls it out, what he does is he'll freeze for just a minute, thinking that, you know, trying to get the defense to bite on that he really gave the handoff, and not fooling Northside. Wow, this is
Mark Willis looking at a 49-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark.
Timeout. And let's see, that'll be...
Timeout, Northside. North side. That will take a 30-second break. 9:36 to go.
No, we'll stay here.
We'll stay here?
Yeah, okay. We're just going to stay here. try and see what we got too many on the, or they had 12 on the field, so they needed to call that timeout, Wes.
And that hurts them because now they're down to two.
Yeah. Now, Mark has got a leg. Now, he can kick something this kind of distance. He's going to need to really have a good snap, good hold, and drive through it. Now, the line is going to have to do their job because on a kick this long, the kicker, he's trying to go for distance. He's not going to get the kind of height that you want to get on those extra points or a shorter field goal. So, Mark, he's got ice in the blood. It won't set him off. They were trying to ice him a little bit maybe, but, you know, unlike normal kickers that you see kind of off by themselves, not Mark. Mark likes to be around the other players. Everybody kind of giving him a pat on the head, arm around. They believe in Mark, and we'll see what he's got here. I'm anxious to see him try and get something from this kind of distance.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's the first mistake I've seen Greg Reed make probably this year, and there again, he was trying to make something out of nothing, which he does a lot of times, and he just sings their praises. This time, against a real good football team, that didn't work.
Well, you're right, and these are guys that don't get fooled, and they stayed at home. They know that Greg has that escapability, so they cut off both sides, and he just really had nowhere to go. He tried to turn field and go off to the left, but there was nothing there. Just a great effort by Greg to try and make something out of it, but unfortunately, like I said, not really necessarily a mistake, just one of those things.
Well, one of the things where we're waiting on the TV timeout guy.
Yeah, didn't realize that the TV guy came in, but
we're not used to TV.
That's quite all right. We'll get do this again maybe next week.
All right. Wes, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
Only in South Georgia does your TV guy wear fluorescent orange.
Well, no. I mean, I've seen some college games the guy wears that, or mostly NFL games. They wear a big orange mitt, and that's so that the referees can see it. But I wouldn't think you'd need it here in a high school game.
Well, it was South Georgia, and deer season's almost in. I figured that maybe that's what he was doing.
Well, yeah, he's just getting – he probably wears that in the deer woods, too.
Ball is on the 32-yard line. When they set it down, it'll be back at the 39, so a 49-yard attempt.
Well, they really did take quite a bit of time out with this. I thought we'd get right back to it, but it looks like they got maybe about 15 seconds. There we go. So Willis to attempt now the 49-yard field goal. It's Cole Parker to hold, Jackson Dalton to snap.
Willis takes the steps off, moves to the left. Everybody up on the line for Northside. There's a kick up and...
Just to the
no
right.
No good.
He
just
had
to the right.
He had the leg. Great kick. Just pushed it off to the right just a little bit, but a great effort by Mark Willis nonetheless.
And so they'll take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Well, you know, and really, in high school, you don't have a lot to lose when you're back that far because the offense is going to take over on the 20, whether you make it, you know, if you miss it. So you really, it's not a big, big gamble.
Here comes Joe Scott in the I formation. Splits his receivers, who's a tight end to the far side. Bacon at the tailback, and he gives it to Bacon around the right side looking for a hole. We hit him in the backfield, and he stays on his feet and stumbles across the 20 up to about the 22, and we're going to have there's a flag on the play, and usually when that comes in, you're going to they say he picked up 5 yards after the 25, but the flag is behind the line of scrimmage, Bill, back about the 17, and we're going to have personal foul, face mask against our Vikings.
Yeah, I saw him as he went through. We just kind of chipped him as he came around, and we couldn't get a big stop on him. And I thought it was either going to be, like you say, holding or some kind of face mask.
It'll be 15 yards from the spot of the foul, automatic first down.
What we just said, you know, one of the things that you can't let happen is you can't have mistakes. And they do call personal foul, face mask against the Vikings.
And they move it all the way out to the 40-yard line. First and 10 from there. 9:24 to go here in the third quarter. All tied up, 7 apiece. Northside dodged a bullet when they fumbled the opening kickoff on the 17. And we just missed a 39-yard field goal attempt. 49, sorry. Joe Scott in the shotgun. No, he's not. Bacon takes a direct snap like we do with Reed. He's across the middle, big hole. And no flag.
I looked at, what is that number right there on the offensive line, 66? I mean, he grabbed our guy, pulled him down right through the hole, where Bacon went through, but no flag.
Bacon running that single wing, that old Notre Dame box like we do, with Greg Reed. Direct snap to him. Now it's going to be second and one. The ball out to our 48-and-a-half-yard line. 8:41 to go. 7 apiece here in the third. Scott goes under center. Bacon at tailback. We're in a five-man front. Again, gives it to Bacon right up the middle, and he's still on his feet. He's across the 50 into Viking territory, down about the 45-yard line. Give him about 6 yards on the carry, and they're just opening up holes.
He is getting great holes from his offensive line. Wes, I'm going to spend a little time watching that offensive line, see if we can't see what it is that they're pulling through here. Official timeout. Let's see what we got.
Guys, they're trying to quiet our band.
That's the wrong thing to do. You hear the band playing in the background, and there's nothing that'll set this crowd off more than telling the band to shut up. See Marty down on the sidelines now trying to get the band to be quiet. They're going to send Coach Smiley up.
There goes the official. The referee goes back. And you got 6,000 people loud on that band right now. Listen to them yell.
Of course, Northside's encouraging their crowd as well. Great teams like this play on the adrenaline.
Here we go, first and 10. Joe Scott goes in a shotgun, and he's got Xavier Bacon to his left. Two men, one man back in motion. Scott fakes to Bacon, looking, throws downfield, got a man open, overthrows all receivers and defenders at the 5-yard line.
Greg Reed and Michael Mitchell back in coverage, and both their receivers covered very well.
The second and 10 from our 45-yard line. Boy, our fans came to their feet yelling, and so did Northside fans.
Let's see if they get back up again for second down. You hear the noise begin to start.
Yep.
Randy Hill sends out the defensive set.
Again, two receivers near side, one far side. Bacon in the shotgun. He'll take a direct snap. And he does, looking to go around the right, left side. He's got blockers out in front, but we hit him as he crosses the 45, gets down to about the 43-yard line.
One of the better hits by this defense tonight on Xavier Bacon, to be able to knock him. He was not able to get that downhill run that he's had so often tonight.
Strung him out to the sideline. It's going to be second.
Third.
Well, actually third and Bill.
Nine.
Well.
Eight and a half.
And eight. Third and eight. 7:39 to go, third quarter. Vikings and Northside tied up 7 apiece. Joe Scott comes back in at quarterback. Sends a receiver far side, two near side. He goes into the shotgun, Bacon to his right. We're in a five-man front, two linebackers. Man coverage out here. Man in motion. Rolls looking, pitches to Bacon underneath. He will not get the first down. We'll tackle him as he gets across the 40, down to about the 39-yard line. The fourth down there, Bill, and about fourth and about four. Good shovel pass to Bacon underneath. Last time they ran it, they picked up some good yardage on it.
I'm not sure whether you're going to see the team them go for it here. They'll bring in the punt team, but I'd be a little leery on this side of the field. Their defense has played so well. If you had to turn the ball over here, I don't think that they'd be too concerned about it, but they do come out in punt formation.
Pike goes back in punt formation, standing about our 48. Braswell and Reed standing at our 10. They move. There comes the flag. Be interesting to see who they call it on.
It's going to be on Northside from the looks of their team. They were trying, I think, to get us to jump.
And I think their guy was saying we were simulating a snap count.
Guys, I think that had something to do with the noise right there.
back at the now at the 44-yard line. Pope standing inside our 40. They're his 45. There's a snap. They will kick it. Pooch kick high in the air. And Reed on his feet. He's across the 10, the far side. By 1 minute 15, there's going to be a hold at the 20 as he goes down the sideline to 30. Fights his way out to the 35-yard line, but we're going to have a hold at the 20-yard line. There comes some flags, and it may have just gotten worse.
Well, I don't know, because their defender had Marcus Solomon driving him into the ground. If anything, there may be offsetting personal fouls here, but I can't see it going just against the Vikings. I don't know. We'll have to see. No doubt a flag earlier during the play, which would have been most likely a hold.
6:11 to go here in the third quarter, tied up 7 apiece.
This is where we talked about at the top of the game, where a good officiating crew settles this group down and still maintains control of the ball game. No, I'm not saying that this is even close to out of control, but this is a situation where, if not handled now, could get out of control.
Northside has had to play most of the ball game so far without the services of number 34, Eric Fields, who got hurt early on in this contest.
Yeah, Marty reported earlier that he was...
Bill, we've got a TV timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Holding. Let's see, personal foul. It's offsetting personal foul. I figured that.
So we're going to take the holding from the 21-yard line and bike that back down to the 11. Back at Martin Stadium, we just got, Bill was right, it's going to be personal fouls offsetting. However, the hold will go against our Vikings at the 21, and I'll take it back to the 11-yard line.
Well, it will be first and 10. It's just we got really poor starting field position. But, yeah, Marcus Solomon, I didn't see who the player was for Northside. They were just on the ground. I mean, they were rolling around in a scuffle. And when we looked up and saw it, it was Marcus Solomon being driven into the ground. That's why I said it. At first I thought it might be a personal foul against Northside, but obviously it was going both ways.
Guys, from the sounds of it, their number four, K.J. Morton, laid on our number four, Marcus Solomon, and just continued to lay on him way after the play, and Solomon just had enough of it. Of course, fought back, and that's why the offsetting penalties.
All right. Very good.
Another thing, y'all mentioned Eric Fields getting hurt. He is back in the game for Northside.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Marty.
Got an updated score. Valdosta now leads Colquitt 29-25. I'm not sure where that is in the ball game. Tip leads Houston 31-24. Valwood over Fullerton 13-0. And Fitzgerald leads Cook 23-7. Thomasville over Early 35-0. Albany 12, Berrien 7. Brooks 40, Mitchell 6. Clinch 38-0 over Bacon.
Bill, I was wrong on the penalty assessment. We're going to end up, no, they're still talking about it. The ball's at the 21-yard line.
No movement of the ball. Still, like I say, still on the 21-yard line.
According to where they're going, I guess they're talking about where they're going to take the hold. What they did was it was a live ball personal foul, so they assessed those first, marked off 15, and then brought it back. Now they've got to do the hold.
Why are we moving? Now, I'm terribly confused, Wes. We are moving the ball forward to the advantage. Now there's a call against Northside. Okay, let's see. Yeah, the personal foul was at the 21. The holding was further up, so we're going to have the ball, looks like, on the 40, 41-yard line. Now they'll go back and mark 10. There's a lot going on in these two plays. The official holds the ball right now at the 41-yard line.
There we go, first and 10 from the 41. Bill, I ain't going to argue with it. Don't know how it happened. Not going to try to figure it out. All I know is we've got the ball first and 10 at the 41-yard line.
Question for Coach McPherson at Locos on Tuesday night. Write it down. Maybe he can give us an explanation.
Guys, I tried to hear it, but I couldn't hear a thing. I didn't even understand it.
Exactly. All right, there you go, Wes.
Here we go. Franklin goes under center, read in motion towards us. He gives it to Anderson up the middle. Anderson will pick up 3 yards as he gets up close to the 45, across the 44, about the 44-and-a-half-yard line.
Well, after all of that, Wes, we're now just under 6 minutes in the third quarter. Still a tie ball game, 7-7, and it is every bit of defensive battle that we thought it would be.
Giving 3 yards, 2nd and 7 from the 44. Darius Howell comes near side. Franklin again goes under center. Five-man front for north side. And they give it to Reed as he cuts across the 45, fights his way up to about the 46, close to the 47-yard line. Another 3 yard carry. As Coach Max said, talking to him on Tuesday night, we've got to get 4 yards. Every time we touch the ball, we've got to get 4 yards in order to move the chains. So third and five, because we want to throw the ball when we want to, not when we have to.
Right. Well, now we're in the situation here, third and right at four, long, almost a long four.
Thomas Rump goes far side. Gerald Dent swing back on their side. Michael Paget at the fullback. They've got 8 men up on the line of scrimmage. Paget keeps it. Tucked inside, pitches the ball out to Reed. What a pitch! Reed across the 35, the 40, still on his feet. He's at the 30. They grab him on the back of the jersey. And that's the only way that can stop him. And there comes a flag in as they pull Greg Reed down at the 22-yard line. What a pitch by Kari Franklin to Greg Reed as he crossed the 45 into Eagle territory, across the 40, then fought his way down to the 30-yard line.
And we do have a flag over here on this side. Greg Reed has lost his helmet.
The only one I see, Bill, is out by the 20.
Exactly, the down here late, and I don't know if that's on.
And it's on north side.
Gerald Demp's doing a great job keeping Greg Reed in check. And I say that because Greg Reed is such an emotional player. You don't want to get him in the face of some of these players as emotions are still running high. Gerald Demp, I can't say enough about Gerald and the level of play and keeping his head in this kind of ball game.
Bill, it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 12-yard line. Didn't see what the penalty was. I think it was a face mask on Greg. It was.
Well, his helmet. He lost the helmet.
They said face mask.
You kind of figure that.
Ball in the middle of the field. Brandon Fox goes to the far side. Dents, Paget, and Michael Mitchell in the backfield. Tied into our side. Franklin takes the snap, gives it to Dents. Up the middle, got a hole. Fights his way across the 10 down to the 5-yard line.
They're going to mark him about the 6, it looks like, from the line judge coming in. Wes, this is what we come to expect from Lowndes High. Nothing fancy. Just handoff, handoff, handoff. You pick up those 3, 4, 5 yards every time, and you move the chains just like Coach McPherson said.
2nd and 4 from the 6-yard line. 4:11 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading Vikings, it's all tied up 7-7. Darius Howell comes near side. Mitchell. Paget at fullback. Dempsey at wingback. Again, give it to Mitchell across the right side. He's across the 5, fights his way down to about the 4. Bill, it's going to be 3rd and about 2 from the 4-yard line. Give
right.
him a 2-yard carry.
We can get a 1st down at about the 2-yard line. Greg Reed now checks in. Michael Mitchell will come out. Looks like Jamie Cornelius is going to come in. We're going to go, looks like, with a double tight end set. Lots of former Viking players down on the sideline, Wes. Seen a lot of them down here coming back for this game.
It is. 2 tight ends. Greg Reed in the backfield along with Gerald Dent. Paget at the fullback. 2 tight ends. Ball on the near hash mark. Franklin takes the snappage. He's got Reed in motion. Gives it to Reed around the right side. Got a hole. Touchdown, Viking.
I see you, Greg Reed. Now that was the kind of drive that we're used to seeing from Lowndes High Vikings. Nothing fancy. Hand the ball off, hand the ball off, hand the ball off. Vikings now up 13-7. Mark Willis, Jackson Dalton, Cole Parker in for the extra point attempt.
And they put a man outside, and when they do that, we know what happens. Cole Parker comes back over, sets the tee down.
Well, number 14, Brian Jones, not too far outside, but just enough that we swing the gate.
Snap, ball's down, kicks up. And it's no good. And with 3:03 to go here in third, it's our Vikings 13, Northside 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers on the sidelines. 3:03 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 13-3.
Willis set to kick off now.
Back deep is Bacon. On the far side is K.J. Morton. There is Willis's kick. High, no, end over end kick. It will bounce at the 10. Taken at the 5 by Morton. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25. Cuts upfield. He's got a man outside. Tripped up over his own man as he tried to go outside. As he crossed the 30 on the far side of the field. And they'll bring him down about the 32, 31 and a half yard line.
Hey, Marty, give us a take on that extra point attempt. Looks like he just pushed it a little bit right.
Bill, I agree with you. It did push it just a little bit right. The snap was a little low. It skipped back to Parker, and Parker was able to get it up, but it slowed our kicker's timing down a little bit.
All right.
Here come the Eagles. Scott goes under center, switches receivers. Two tight ends with Bacon in the backfield. Five-man front for our Vikings. Give it to Bacon up the middle. Get hit behind the line of scrimmage by Henry Hart. Ball on the ground.
Thought it was, but he held on.
It'll be second down. He'll lose maybe a yard and a half.
The ball did, but come out, and he fell right on it.
Great, appreciate it, Marty. Right there on the spot, Marty, just about that line where the ball came out, the way everybody scrambled.
Second and 11, 2:30 to go here in the third, leading 13-7.
Gerald Demps having to come out now.
Hunter Demps, Solomon, and Mitchell, our defensive back. There's a snap, pitch, and you're going to have movement on the offensive line. It's going to be a legal procedure. So instead of second and 11, I know what we're going to do.
We'll take that one.
Yes, sir, because Bacon picked up about 6 yards on the carry. Little shovel pass.
Guys, it looks like Demps is on the sidelines. It looks like he's just stretching out a little bit. I think he'll be back in.
Thank you, Marty.
Appreciate it, Marty. Guys, I saw him coming off. He looks like he's just kind of worn out a little bit.
Telvin Smith playing some linebacker along with Gerald Demps. No, I mean not Gerald. Telvin take in for him. And
so after a 5-yard penalty, second down and 15.
And Anderson, Robert Anderson and Telvin Smith at linebackers, Bill.
Yep. A lot of movement on a lot of the player positions right now.
It is second and 16. The ball back at the 26-yard line. Joe Scott sends one receiver to each side of the field. Keeps Bacon in the backfield with him to his left in the shotgun. Crowd on his feet. There's a snap. Gives it to Bacon on a direct snap around the right side. And he runs into three or four Vikings. He'll get back to the 30. He'll pick up 4 yards on the carry.
Another great run by Xavier Bacon. I'm really, in watching him run, he just keeps the legs turning. Just a great back. And obvious why he's got the number of carries that he does. Of course, Xavier Bacon, a senior running back. Be interested to see kind of what his prospects look like for the college ranks beyond.
Third and 11. The ball at the 30, just across the north side's 30-yard line. Again, Scott sends the receiver to our side of the field. One to the far side in the shotgun. Bacon right beside him, two tight ends. That five-man front for our Vikings. There's a snap. Pulls it out. Looks, throws out in the flat. Catch. In and
out. No catch.
No catch. As number 9, that would be Jordan Brandon as the fullback made the catch. He got hit. Bill looks in there by Marcus Solomon. At the 35-yard line, it would have been way short of the first down anyway.
Yeah, but a great hit by Marcus Solomon just to jar the ball loose. And a great effort by this defense.
Yes, guys, Marcus Solomon just made a great play. It was right in front of me. Not only did he hit him, but he was able to reach around with his left hand and knock that ball loose.
Great job by Marcus Solomon.
Pike the punt.
Pike the poop.
Kicked it from the 20. High, high kick.
Get away.
Hits, bounces across our 40, and they'll down it at the 34-yard line.
Wow.
And if they'd have let it go, Bill, it might have got a bigger bounce for Northside.
Well, I don't know if he thought it might come bounce back or something, but that's a judgment call by the punchman.
I said 34. They're marking it at the 40-yard line. 53 seconds to go here in the third. Vikings leading 13-7.
There's a, let's see, we got a timeout on the field official. Now, they're looking for kind of where the touch was. They've got it, like you say, marked on the 40.
Bill, this ball game, everything we build it to be.
Absolutely. Right now, so far.
Franklin goes under center. Reed in motion, takes a snap, and they give it to Padgett. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, but he'll get back to the 40. Number 98, Gregory Clark in on the tackle. Second and 10. We'll have to run one more play before we head to the fourth and final quarter.
Now under 25 seconds. Second and 10 for the Vikings on their own 40-yard line.
Here comes Michael Miller and the Mayflower Moving Company, the return trip. Jordan Black lines up at tight end on our side. Padgett in the backfield at the fullback. Franklin goes under center, looking at a five-man front of the Eagles. Dempsey in motion toward DeVister. And Padgett keeps it, pitches out to Demps. Demps makes the catch at the 40, but he's got two Eagles across him, but he fights his way up to about the 42. Be third and eight from there, but that's the end of the fourth quarter. As we head to the fourth, the Vikings are up 13-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High. Nope, we'll take a 90-second break. A 90-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, we head to the fourth quarter leading 13-7. Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. It will be third and eight, the ball at our 42-yard line.
Hey, Marty, any reason that Miller and Hunter are practicing snaps right there on the side?
I was just wondering the same thing. I don't know if obviously it appears that he's going to be going in at quarterback, but I don't see Kari, and he's not back here on the bench, so I think he's available.
All right. Appreciate it, Marty.
Waiting for television timeout.
Still across the field from us. Hand up. He's getting ready. Let's see. I think you're close to about 15 seconds. Well, Wes, 13-7, the Vikings lead as we go into the fourth quarter. And this has been a tremendous ball game.
It sure has.
There's not a soul I can see that has left this stadium on either side either. All right, teams now back out on the field. They're on the Vikings on the short side of the field to us. It will be Tyler Hunter at quarterback. Reed,
and
Franklin. Demps is an extra. Let's see. Pulling Demps off. It's Kari and Reed in the backfield. Mikey O'Padgett at fullback.
There goes the whistle. Hunter takes a snap with Reed in motion. Drops back a look. Throws downfield. Got a man. Oh, almost intercepted at the 25. They're trying to get the ball to Darius Howell.
Now, that, you know, one of the things that I have to say, when Tyler Hunter goes in and throws, he goes in and he throws it to the spot, not waiting until the receiver opens, which is fine. That's what you're trying to do with a timing route. And Darius just not able to get to the open spot.
All-region punter Hayden Martin in, standing back our 25. Bacon back about their 30. Dalton Jackson, the long snapper. They put six up on the line of scrimmage, now seven. Gets it off. High kick. Hits at the 25 and will touch it down at the 27.
Good job by Michael Mitchell. The ball took a little wedge shot and was going to bounce back. And Michael Mitchell there to stop it. And, Northside takes over. First and 10 from their own 27-yard line. 13-7, the Vikings hold on to a narrow lead.
11:46 to go in this ball game.
Let's see, we got a TV timeout.
We do. Let's take another 90-second break. You're listening to the Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. 13-7, Vikings lead it. 11:46 to go in the fourth. We're waiting for the TV timeout. It'll be first and 10 for the Eagles at the 27-yard line, going from left to right on your radio dial, heading toward that south end zone. Into the face of our band, who was told by the referee earlier, you fellas need to quieten it down. This ball game, everything it was has been billed, it has turned out to be everything it has been billed. Waiting for... There we go. Red Caps out of the way. Ball on the near hash mark. Joe Scott, the quarterback, goes under center. Pins two receivers to the far side, tied into our side. They're in the I formation. Gives it to Bacon around left side. Oh, and he is hit at the 25-yard line by Q-tip Telvin Smith.
Telvin Smith, we talked about it at the very first game of the season, how he was going to mature through this year. And so far, he has just gotten better and better week after week and just makes great bone-jarring tackles.
Moved him to a linebacker. That'll be a one-yard loss on the play. Second and 11, the ball back at the 26. Now splits his receivers, goes to two tight ends. Pitch out to Bacon, trying to stretch it out around left side. Oh, and there comes Telvin Smith again. Telvin Smith tackles him back at the 21 for a five-yard loss. Where did he come from?
I tell you what, I'm going to give you, I see you, Telvin Smith on the defense. What a great tackle in the backfield for a big loss. Telvin Smith, that's two plays in a row. He's just been absolutely hitting like a madman.
I tell you what, Bill, I'm about to nickname him the Terminator.
Well, the Q-tip Terminator.
Two receivers far side, one near side. Joe Scott in the shotgun. Bacon in the backfield to our right. Pulls it in, pulls it out, looks, goes downfield. Ball batted up in the air. Intercepted by Telvin Smith. Telvin the Terminator Smith has just intercepted the ball for our Vikings. Three plays in a row.
Hey, I don't have a vote. I don't have a vote in this thing. But Telvin Smith on those three plays just made my defensive player of the game. I don't know. I'd have missed the block. I was just looking. Telvin got the INT.
Vikings have the ball first and 10 at the 31-yard line. 10:25 to go here in the ball game. There comes the Mayflower Moving Company, the return trip led by Michael Milcher, Brady Brantley, Lane Grant, Justin Browning, Jordan Black, Ed Christian. Here comes Daryl Demps running on the field. He'll have, Corey Franklin will have Reed, Demps, and Anderson in the backfield, tied into the far side. Eagles still in that five-man front, and we jump.
Yeah, false start the whole left side of the line.
Boy, they was ready to open up a hole.
Yeah, when the whole line jumps, it's usually on the cadence. You hate to say it, you know, it's not the quarterback's fault, but the quarterback may have changed the cadence just a little bit. And we've said before, to those of you that don't know, we play on a shift set ready win, and shift set, and usually we're moving. But he may have changed it up a little bit. Instead of shift set ready win, he went shift set ready win. There's all kinds of things that can change it up.
First and 10, back to the 36-yard line.
So still first down, first and 15.
First and 15 at the 36-yard line. Darius Howell comes near side. Franklin goes under center again, the far man, tight end to the far side. Pitches the ball out to Demps around the left side, looking, trying to get a hole. Cuts back inside. We got a hole, and it's going to be on Greg Reed. Back, and boy, Eric Fields is running his mouth.
The officials have got to pay attention behind him. Eric Fields right up in Greg Reed's face.
Demps got down to the 33, but we're going to have a hole back at the 38. It's either second and 11.
Or first in a long, long way.
And they're going to back it up. It'll go from the 38 out to the 48.
After a great defensive stand by Telvin Smith, we're kind of moving backwards here on three attempts or two attempts on offense. Still first down, but it's first down, and I'm about ready to call the cab.
It's going to be first and about 27. Ball out at our 48, at their 48-yard line. 10:17 to go in the ball game, leading it 13-7, our Vikings are. Franklin takes a snap, gives it to Anderson up the middle. Anderson still on his feet, crosses the 40. Whoa, how did he break out of that? He had about four Eagles, had him wrapped up, and he broke away from him across the 40, down to about the 38, picked up 10 yards on that carry, where it'll be second, and Bill, about 18 now.
I want to say Marty called that. He said earlier, he heard the coaches saying, we're just going to keep doing this. We're going to keep doing it, and it's going to break free in just a little while.
Second and 18, the ball at the 40, at the 39-yard line. 9:40 to go. Brandon Fox to our side of the field. Tied into the far side. Ball on the near hash mark. Franklin under center. Takes a snap. fakes it to Fox. Joe pulls out, throws the ball downfield. Got Gerald Dins open, goes up in the air. And there should be pass interference, and there it is.
You called it, Wes, right away. That number 12? Yeah. Number 12 for Northside, Bryson Williams. They're just a hair early on Gerald Dins. Gerald's coming. He's a little bit tired now. He's going to come to the sideline.
Limping just a little bit. Tyler Hunter will go in. What we'll have here now, they'll take it back to the 39-yard line, mark off 15 from there. It'll be a first down for our Vikings.
Yeah, automatic first down. And we needed a little more than 15 for a first down.
And we needed 18. Now mark it down to the 24-yard line. And see.
An automatic first down.
Yep.
You might be able to hear Steve Sains in the background. Move the chains. That's the first down Viking.
Darius Howell goes far side, tied in to the near side, to our side of the field. Reed in the backfield along with Anderson and Tyler Hunter. Franklin takes a snap, gives it to Reed, looking for a hold. Jukes gets away from one man, and they'll pull him down at the 25. In fact, he'll lose a yard, Bill.
The hole was wide open. Instead of going through the hole, Greg decided to shift to the right. Again, looking for something maybe to open up, but the hole was really there. The offensive line did their job, opened the hole up right there on the right-hand side.
9 minutes to go. Run, clock, run. Let's get this thing down. 13-7, our Vikings lead at the ball at the 25-yard line. Second and, about 10.5, right in the middle of the field. Let's go the return trip. Franklin Diesel's up and open the hole. C.J. Moore comes near side. Franklin takes the snap. Looks, pulls it in, pulls it out, keeps it. Ducks the ball, he's across the 20. Fights his way down to about the 17-yard line, Bill.
They're trying to kill him and try to blow. Nobody blew the whistle. Now, finally, the whistle blows.
They're going to show him about the 18.
You hear the crowd really disappointed. His forward momentum was stopped. No whistle. And just allowing Kari to just get beat up in there.
Well, we didn't hear him, but they still mark him down at the 18. Bill, it's going to be third and 1, 2, 3, a long 4 yards from there at the 18-yard line. Thomas Rump brings the play in to Kari Franklin. The ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Eagles, they just call their defensive play. They're set. We send Thomas Trump to the far side. Tied in to the near side. Press box side of the field. Franklin looks over the defense. Goes under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Reed around the left side. Looking for a hole. Breaks outside. One man on him. He's at the 10 to 15.
Tyler Hunter.
Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Tyler Hunter. Vikings needed that score after missing the extra point on the last score. They really needed to put up an extra six to get themselves out of a position that if the defense gives up a long play.
Bill, do you go for two here or kick the extra point?
No, you kick the extra point. You go ahead and get the point. Go up 20-7 hopefully here.
Dalton Jackson over the ball.
They're going for two. They
are. They give it to Demps. Demps, he'll get the two-point conversion. Demps will get the two-point conversion. Vikings go up 21-7.
Yep, there it is. I was looking for the side judge to call it.
I was waiting for, I see you, Gerald Demps.
I see you, Gerald Demps. I mean.
21-7, the Vikings go up with 7:33 to go here in the ball game.
Hey, when Bubba gives you a hug, Big Ed, and Jordan Black, you know you've done something.
And I'm not sure that wasn't designed like that because Gerald Demps goes running on the field at the last minute,
yep.
Turns around and looks and says, hey, fellas, what are we going to do? And all of a sudden.
Hey, and I love the long snappers. I love to give them an assist when you get that two-point conversion. Chipper had a bunch of them last year. And so Dalton Jackson gets his assist this year as Gerald Demps runs it in for a two-point conversion. A little basketball assist. We'll
little basketball that. Assist.
Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I don't know if y'all noticed after that touchdown just then, but players were very, very dejected. They all kind of walked off the field, had their head down. That score was a very, very big score for us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marty.
Mark Willis set to kick off. Bacon back deep along with Morton.
Here comes Mark's kick.
There's a kick. That's a booming kick down toward the right side into the end zone. Bacon will take it about 2 yards deep. a touchback, and
a little extracurricular, but that's just blocking. We're okay. Lee Ruiz and number three, Allen Davis from Northside.
Northside takes over first and 10 at the 20-yard line. 7:33 to go in this ball game.
Lee Ruiz will stay in now at linebacker. Lee took those last two series. Well, we got a timeout. Let's see. That's TV timeout. Let's take a 90-second break. Now, the Vikings lead 21-7, and you're listening to Lounge High Football on the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5. Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers, and a barn burner over in Moultrie. The Valdosta Wildcats right now leading 42-39. And boy, they are putting up some points over there. Tiff has defeated Houston 31-24. And here at Martin Stadium with 7:33 to go in the ball game, it's our Vikings 21. It is Northside 7, and Northside has the ball first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Defensively, Tyler Hunter, Mitchell, Solomon, Greg Reed as the defensive backs. You've got Telvin Smith and Gerald Demps, linebackers. Little Bear, Ridge Spivey, Henry Harden, Michael Copeland. And number 42, Chris Stinson. Joe Scott goes under shotgun, under center. Gives the ball to Bacon right up the middle, and oh, he runs into a Crimson Horde at the 20-yard line.
Wes, it's the Vikings beginning to feel their way through this game. It's taken till 7:20 left in the fourth quarter, but they're beginning to feel this. They've got confidence on top of confidence. I'm not saying this game is over. There's no way that you count Northside out just down two scores with 7 minutes left in the ball game. But this defense is playing with a renewed vigor that I haven't seen in a while.
Joe Scott sends a receiver to each side of the field. They go to the I formation. Bacon at the tailback. Tied into our side. Pulls it out, looks, throws downfield. Being chased, Stinson trying to get a hand on him. And no, gets away, throws the ball in the flat. Oh, and look, do we have a tipped catch? No.
No catch.
The ball was tipped. A Northside man caught it. It was tipped ahead.
Looked like Edie Aaron, but you're right. They called it no catch. It just kind of tipped through. But great coverage by the secondary.
Bill, a final from the hog pen over there. It is the Wildcats 42, Colquitt 39.
Well, we all predicted a Valdosta win, but not that close.
And not that many points being scored. They must have put on an offensive show by both teams.
Well, I lost the spread on that one.
Third and 9, the ball at the 21-yard line.
Geraldo Orta now checks in.
Henry Harden comes off the field.
Four-man front.
Now we're showing 5. Scott in the shotgun. 2 receivers near side, 1 far side. Pulls it out, looks downfield, being chased. Pulls out those. Oh, and the catch made at the 20, at
oh,
the
there,
30, at the 30, 40-yard line.
No catch, but I tell you, that... From this vantage point, I got to say he caught the ball, Wes. I mean, I want to be fair about this, but I believe he caught that ball.
Well, from here it looked like he did, but the official was looking at it at the point, and he had a good look at it.
Guys, yeah. We dodged a bullet right there.
That was a catch, wasn't it, Mark?
Bill, I would have to agree with you. Everybody down here says his hands were under it.
Absolutely. Great eyes, Marty. I thought it was a catch. The way he bounced himself underneath the ball and made a great catch. I don't want to win a ball game. Don't want to have, that controversy. But nonetheless, that was a good effort by the Northside Eagles.
Pike at the 5-yard line to punt the ball. Braswell and Reed back deep. Oh, gets it away. Reed will take it at our 40. Starts near side. He's at the 45. Tries to cut outside at the 50. No way to go. Look at him reverse field. To the far side. Now at the 40. Back to the 50. Still on his feet. Down the left sideline. He's got one man to beat. One man to beat. And he runs right into it. If it went outside, he gets a touchdown. As it is, it's going to be Vikings football at the 11-yard line.
With another block, and I was going to have you singing Goodbye, Greg. What a great run by number 24.
Took it about the 45, reversed his field all the way back to our 40.
Marty, I got to say, if you talk about a backbreaker, that was a backbreaker to that Eagle team.
Made the catch at I-41, got almost to the 50, reversed field, went back to I-40 to the left side, didn't come back. As it is, first and 10, Vikings at the Eagle 20, at the Eagle 11-yard line. Troy Braswell in the backfield, in motion. Take the snap, gives it to Padgett up the middle. And Padgett will get it across the 10, maybe to the 9.
Almost a 2-yard pickup.
We're at the 6-minute mark here in this ball game. Says he does get it just across the 10. It'll be second and, about 8.5.
Yeah, I thought he got a little closer to the 9, but they're real close to the 10-yard line. Vikings lead 21-7, driving at the Eagle end of the field at the 9-yard line.
Thomas Rump comes near side. Tied into the far on the far side of the field. Padgett goes under center. Michael takes the ball, gives it to Braswell around the right side. He gets hit by Aubrey Jones, and I'm going to tell you what. That's the first time tonight Aubrey Jones has looked like he has really dominated something, Bill.
Well, early in the game, in the first quarter, we called his number a few times, but he's been relatively quiet through the bulk of this ball game. And you're right, able to come up for something here. Looking, Coach Redshaw, now this is his job. You'll see him. He'll hold his hands up. He's counting the clock. And then he gives the signal to the quarterback to make the snap. We want to run off as much time as we possibly can.
Third and 10 from the 11-yard line. Braswell in the backfield. Hunter in the backfield. Solomon comes near side along with Padgett. Corey Franklin takes a snap. Keeps the ball on the keeper. Slips inside and he tries to get back to the middle of the field. It'll be fourth down from the 14. In fact, he'll lose a couple of yards.
Eric Fields in there was able to contain Corey Franklin. Corey tried to turn left on a naked bootleg again, but Eric Fields stayed at home.
Clock running at 4.5 minutes now in the ball game.
Field goal attempt here. Let's see where they mark this ball down at.
At the 20, it'll be a
21.
Actually, it'll be a 31-yard field goal attempt for Mark Willis.
Mark. Okay, Mark missed a 49-yarder just to the right.
There's a snap, ball's down, kicked up. And it's good. And with 3:56 to go here in the ball game, it's our Vikings 24, North Side 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
I'm starting to hear the na-na-na-na goodbye. Hey, this ball game, 3 minutes, 56 seconds, this is a highly explosive offense. Fortunately, the defense has begun to shut them down now, but, I'm not comfortable till this clock hit 0-0-0.
3:56 to go. Vikings are leading
24-7 on the last, the 31-yard field goal by Mark Willis.
Mark Willis setting to kick off from the 40-yard line. Xavier Bacon back deep to receive, standing about the 3.
And there's the whistle.
Puts his foot into it, high end over end kick. And that ball was sailed. Drops it at the 1. He's across the 5, the 10. We run him out of bounds about the 12-yard line. And a little extracurricular activity on the far side.
And I tell you what, I have been really as high and as charged as the emotions are. The Vikings have held everything in check. And I know that Coach McPherson, I know he said to you, one of the things that Greg Reed was going to do this week and from the rest of the season, if he scored, he was going to go run to the nearest official and he was going to hand the ball off. What you got, Marty?
I was going to tell you guys just what you were saying, that the coaches keep telling them to keep staying check. The referees have been letting a lot of extracurricular go on. They're real slow to...
Joe Scott goes under center for North Side. Takes a snap, gives it to Bacon up the middle, looking for a hole. He's up to about 25, up to the 15. He'll pick up 2 yards on the carry. Be second and 8 from the 15. We're at the 3:45 mark.
And the most important thing here, Wes, as the clock continues to run. 3:38 now and running. Second down and, well, almost three. So second down, almost seven for the Eagles.
It's not time yet. We'll tell you in about 2 minutes what it's time for, but it's not time yet. Joe Scott under center in the I formation, splits his receivers. We shift over now. That five-man front goes to the small side, to the short side of the field. Now we shift back to the wide side of the field. Bacon gets the pitch out, looking this way, stringing it out, and he'll run into Jail Demps. He'll run into number 42, Chris Simpson, and number 10, Kelvin the Terminator Smith.
I tell you, Chris Stinson from the backside, he was the one who was able to pull him down, and then, of course, he ran into Gerald Demps and Telvin Smith. Great job by team effort to get that tackle.
Bacon will pick up 2.5 more yards. It's going to be third and five as we're at the 240 mark.
And there's a timeout on the field. Let's see. Official timeout. We got something on the field. It looks like somebody lost a piece of equipment, maybe a tape or
glove or something.
Yep. The defense prompting the crowd to their feet.
Ball at the 17. Almost everybody still here. Takes a snap, gives it to the fullback. That's number 9, Jordan Brandon. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th and 5 from there, Bill. Now they'll have to punt, and we're at the 2-minute mark.
Well, I tell you, this you're talking about not a lot of people leaving. The Viking fans want to relish in a win, and I tell you what, we're seeing history right now, and that is a team that has not seen a loss since the 2005 state championship, right?
They have never practiced on a Monday after a loss in 3 years.
Absolutely.
They'll do it this week. Pike back to punt. But hats off to them. They have played one whale of a ball game. End over end kick. Braswell takes it at our 42. Comes near side across the 45, the 50. He's at our 45, running out of bounds at the 38-yard line of north side. We'll take over 1st and 10 there with a minute 29 to go.
I tell you, Wes, we put Braswell in to receive punts along with Greg Reed, and I have been so pleased with him and the way that he fields the ball. He doesn't bobble it, might not give you great returns like Greg Reed, but he gives you solid returns, and you're sure-handed, and he's going to catch the ball.
At a minute 29 to go, leading 24-7, I can almost say it's almost time. It is almost time. Franklin takes the snap and gives it to Padgett right up the middle. The fullback will pick up 2 yards up to the 35. Clock running. A minute 19, a minute 18, 16. Bill Osborne.
Yep.
We are at the 1 minute mark in this ball game. You know what it's time for?
What's the time?
It's time to start thinking about Wintersville, buddy. Wintersville.
Give me about 53 more seconds. We'll talk about it.
Now, Vikings will go to 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the region. Northside Warner Robins will drop to 5-1, 2-1 in the region. Ball on the ground. We pick it up. Franklin kneels down. Clock continues to run. Vikings leading 24-7.
And barring anything absolutely nuts, that'll be the final score.
Valdosta won 42-39.
That's
crowd comes to their feet.
They don't have to snap the ball.
And in the battle of the unbeaten, Clash of the Titans, it is the Lowndes High Vikings 24, Northside 7. The 35-game winning streak has come to an end at Martin Stadium.
Well, let's see if Marty, we'll hang right here just a minute, see if Marty gets a chance to have a little conversation with Coach McPherson.
Bill, Valdosta won tonight, so did Tift, and we'll talk about who's up next for everybody.
And, of course, we got Coffey's going to play tomorrow night. That'll be interesting. Let's see, what Marty, you got anything?
All right, yeah, guys, I got Coach Mack here. Coach Mack, great game. What's your thoughts on the game?
Oh, man, I'm just so proud of our kids, how hard they played. They played their hearts out. Coaches had a great game plan. I can't take anything from Northside. Boy, what a great team. What a great football game.
Coach, it was 7-7 at half. Of course, you came out and you dominated the second half. What did you say to the kids during halftime?
Well, you know, it didn't have anything to do with what I said, you know. It just had something to do with what kind of kids we got, what kind of coaches, the fans. I mean, heck, them kids want to win the game.
Yeah, that's true, Coach. Coach, we got, now that this game's over with, you can celebrate and enjoy it, but 1 week from tonight, we've got Wintersville. Any thoughts on next week?
I'm going to enjoy this one first.
There you go. Congratulations, Coach.
All right, thank you, Marty. Just a great couple words from Coach McPherson. He is absolutely excited about this team. These kids responded in ways that the coaches they're going to be proud of this next week. Wes, the Vikings win 24-7. Let's take a two-minute break. We come back and we'll recap this game. You're listening to the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers on the sideline. Vikings win it 24-7 to go to 6-0 on the year, 3-0 in the region. The Northside Warner Robins will drop to 5-1, 2-1 in the region, and that 35-game winning streak is over. It's done. Ayers will continue for another week, Bill.
I tell you, Northside, though, came in that first half, it was touch and go. I mean, this is a team, they were not 35-0 for nothing. These guys played solid first half of football. But like Marty was trying to get out of coach, I mean, there was something went on in that locker room. And these guys came out with a renewed vigor that you can't explain. The defense began to just shut down. And I'll tell you, give you an idea, in the first half, Xavier Bacon had 95 yards rushing. He only added 33 more yards in the second half. That's it. So the defense began to just key on and figured out how to shut him down. A team that doesn't pass a lot, still into the night, 1 for 10. That's it. 37 yards, 1 for 10, and threw one interception that Telvin Smith. That series by Telvin Smith, I tell you, that's a great, great series by number 10. He is coming on to be a tremendous football player.
Two tackles for loss against Xavier Bacon, and then caught the ball. On a ball that was tipped at the line of scrimmage and intercepted it and gave us the ball at the 31, which we scored off of.
Yeah, we spent some time. I really couldn't figure out who it was that actually got the tip. That would have been great to see. And I'm not sure. Even the coaches down here were not quite sure of who actually made that tip. And somebody had to be. We'll give it to the entire defensive line that they made the tip on that interception by Telvin Smith.
Bill, next week our Lounge Vikings will be at Valdosta, Northside Warner Robins. Guess what? They go to Coffey.
That'll be interesting. I tell you, I don't want to be Coffey facing this team after a loss. They got a bad taste in their mouth, and this is a team that doesn't like a bad taste. They're going to be ready to play next week when they come up against Coffey. Now, we don't know what Coffey's going to – I mean, Coffey's still got to play tomorrow night against Warner Robins, and that could be an interesting ball game.
Tift beat Houston. Tift goes to 4-2 on the year, 2-1 in the region. Houston 3-3 on the year, 0-3 in the region. And Tift will play at Colquitt next Friday night while Houston plays Warner Robins.
I'd be interested. I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any easier for anybody week to week.
And, of course, tomorrow night at McConnell-Talbert Stadium up in Warner Robins, it'll be the Coffey Trojans who are the only other remaining undefeated. There's two undefeated teams now in the region. That's our Vikings and the Trojans, and the Trojans play Warner Robins tomorrow night.
Well, like I said, I'm kind of picking Coffey to win that ball game, but I'm thinking a closer game than maybe a lot of people think. Warner Robins showed us a lot of things last week. A great win over the Valdosta Wildcats last week. So anything can happen in this region week to week. And, yeah, the Vikings are 6-0, 3-0 in the region, but nothing is safe. You know, you just got to keep playing week after week. And I know, like Coach McPherson said, he's going to enjoy this one. I know that tomorrow morning they will be ready and start thinking about a game plan, and then on Sunday afternoon the coaches will all get together after church and they will set the game plan for this coming week against the Valdosta Wildcats.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take one more 2-minute break and come back, and we'll have the final stats for you
and wrap this thing up.
Vikings win it 24-7 here at Martin Stadium over Northside, the Northside Eagles. We will be back after this 2-minute break on the Lounge High Football Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All right, we're back here at Martin Stadium, and a great victory for our Vikings. 24-7, over the Northside Eagles. What a great, great ball game that was tonight. Wes, we got some final stats here tonight for the Vikings. Marty down there with a Viking hat on. Thanks to Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School. These are the final stats for tonight's game. Northside won a Robbins with 9 first downs, while the Vikings had 6 rushing attempts. Northside with 32 carries for 133 yards and 1 touchdown. Lowndes with 43 carries for 241 yards. Passing tonight, Northside 1 for 10, 37 yards. Vikings with no attempts at passing, and, of course, no yardage, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Northside did have the one interception by Telvin Smith. Total plays tonight, Northside won a Robbins with 42, while the Vikings had 44 total plays. Total offense, 170 yards for the Northside Eagles, 241 yards for the Vikings. Fumbles tonight, Northside had 2 fumbles. They lost one. Lowndes fumbled, put the ball on the ground 3 times, but didn't lose it. Penalties tonight, this is pretty good, Wes, even. 6 penalties for 55 yards against both teams. Punts tonight, Northside won a Robbins, 7 punts for 31.5 yard average. Hayden Martin with 5 punts for 34.0 yards in average. Leading rusher was number 21 for Northside, Xavier Bacon, 28 carries for 127 yards. Their leading receiver, number 3, Alan Davis, 1 catch for 37 yards. Time of possession for Northside, 20 minutes and 1 second. The Vikings, their leading rusher, number 24, Greg Reed, 10 carries for 124 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a time of possession, 26 minutes and 59 seconds. That's your final game stats brought to you by Lowndes Middle School and Coach Dice and his coaching staff. Wes, what a great ball game, and we got a big one coming up next week.
Marty Rogers, your final thoughts.
I definitely think there was 2 keys to this football game. 1, Greg Reed. 2, our offensive and defensive lines were smaller but wore them down, and we controlled the line of scrimmage in the second half.
Absolutely.
Bill Osborne?
I got to agree. This was a great ball game. We got a big one coming up next week. We'll spend all week getting ready for it. And, Wes, it's time to say goodnight.
Well, almost, but I want to remind everybody of the Lowndes High Coaches Show at Loco's Deli and Pub on Tuesday night. Bring your all you got to do is show up and tell them you're there for the Coaches Show. They'll give you 10% off. Hopefully we'll have our CD player going and be able to watch highlights of tonight's ball game. Coach Mack and I will be there talking about tonight's ball game along with we'll be previewing the game coming up. And that's going to be right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we'll be doing it live at Loco's Deli and Pub.
Wes, time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Vikings win at 24-7. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Brandon Shiver. It's been produced by Clark Johnson. It is a production of Black Crow Media. For all of Lowndes High football, for Black Crow Media, for Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you.